This is John Nasheed. Peace be upon you all. Today we'd like to bring some attention to our senior citizens. You know, we see a lot of problems in the world, homeless people sleeping in the streets, food lines in wintertime without sufficient clothes, and many, many things that's going on in our society today. But the one who suffers the most, seniors. You know, I see sometimes I'm traveling around and I see elders out in the street picking up bottles or pushing carts or trying to remain dignified. But you can see that there's a need. You know, in the old days, I remember when I was a young kid, my mother, grandmother, they used to send us with food to make certain that the elders were taken care of, or just to stop by and see how they were doing. And they used to say in the old days, holler at them. And they would make these little sounds, woo-hoo. And if she stuck her head out the window, they knew they were all right and they went about their business. And they probably allowed them to live even a little longer just knowing that people have concern. You know, I thought about this today because I was in a program and I saw one of my friends, close friend, for years, Muslim brother also, and he just didn't look too good. You know, I looked him in the face and I asked him, you know, do you have any concerns? And, you know, he's one of those kind of guys that keep going, but it looked like, you know, he was having some kind of physical problems. And there's also another brother some time ago. He was a musician, professional musician at that. And I looked at him and I told him, I said, brother, I think you need to go to the hospital and get checked up. He didn't realize, but he was having a stroke at that time. And he lived for a while and then later he passed on, you know. But, you know, my daughter once, when we had me and my wife had the COVID, she came up and before she came up, she would get us on the telephone with the camera and say, let me look at you. So she'd look at us and, you know, if she thought anything was wrong, she would come up. But when we had COVID, she came up and stayed with us for about 10 days, you know, helping us along, etc. You know, that's important. You know, that's what children are for, to kind of look after the interests of their parents, senior citizens, people who live in that building, and all of those kinds of things. But, you know, we have a serious problem. I know Christians, my brother, he was a minister, and he was on the committee that went to the hospital to visit the sick, elderly mostly, you know, attend the funerals, make sure that all of those things were taken care of, sit down, talk to the families. That's what religious people do. And we have to learn that, especially as Muslims. We have to learn those things, because I've seen some things in my experience as a Muslim, especially as a leader. I recall once we had a sister, she helped start our community, the community that we have now. She was instrumental in starting early on. She was feisty, she was older than me. Matter of fact, we're talking about seniors. I'm a senior myself. But anyway, she's older than me. She's feisty. She speaks her mind. But she passed away. And, you know, it's prescribed that we bury as soon as possible. It should be 3 days. But trying to collect money, get money. She's an orphan. She's raised as an orphan. She had a family. They all died out. She was in our community. And it took so long to get the money to bury her. Actually, we'd never even gotten the money to bury it. You know, I did a lot of things. Some of my family members made donations, some people in the community. But when it was time to bury her, we had to bury her in the box that they used, the cardboard box that they used to cremate. Now, she's a senior citizen. She had to be like 80-something at that time. And then even to make matters even worse, I was trying to get people to come out to the funeral. It was further upstate. And it was only one brother. He couldn't make it, and I couldn't go get him. So that would have been two of us. But it was only me, the imam. I had to say the prayer. And I had the funeral director was standing there saying the prayer along with me as we buried her in the grave. Now he was a Christian funeral director. That's an insult, and we have to do better than that. You know, I see many of our senior citizens. They might not have meds. They might not have insurance. They might not have food. Whatever the case, but that is a religious responsibility. That's also a human responsibility. They don't have to be of our faith. They don't have to believe as we believe. When we see, especially a senior person, we should greet them. And if we think that they have a need, we should try to help them and always try to slip them a couple of dollars. Never try to do it openly because they have pride. Me, myself, I said, I'm a senior. I don't want anybody just to come up and say, here, take this, like I'm a beggar or whatever the case. I still want my dignity. So this is a very important, I think it's a very important message, especially for this time, because we in the United States of America, we beginning to become very selfish. Selfish individuals, forgetting about other people and thinking more about ourselves and our families, etc. We are servants of humanity, and quite nasty, God knows best. Thank you. Peace.